haunted the corridors of the Queensland Police Force. The tall, gangly officer Shirley knew from the consorting squad when she worked in the Killarney brothel over in South Brisbane, Terry Lewis, would rise to become commissioner, and her friend and lover, Tony Murphy, would stand as the most powerful detective in the force. In an eerie replica of another time, another Briffman was being used and abused by police. Marianne lodged an official complaint against the officer who had raped her and later gave a formal, detailed statement. She too, in a small way, was standing up to those who had disrespected her, just as her mother had done. For a week, internal police investigators visited her home to counsel and placate her. It was clear that while they appeared genuinely concerned for her well-being, they also didn't want the press to get wind of the incident. "The constable who raped you," they told Marianne, "was engaged to be married and had since lost his fiancée because of his actions. He would be exiled to a police station in a remote part of the state." Marianne Briffman didn't proceed with charges. She didn't want the world to know she was the daughter of the deceased, Shirley Briffman. She didn't want to live with the shame. So she stepped back into the shadows. From that moment on, for as long as she worked as an escort in Brisbane, she never heard from or came to the attention of the police again. They didn't dare go near her, the daughter of the ghost of Bonnie Avenue. ''70s. The Year of the Dragon. By mid-1976, Inspector Terence Terry Murray Lewis of Charleville, a dusty town in western Queensland, should already have known that he was in for a stellar year. To begin with, it was a leap year, and he finally got to celebrate his birthday, the 29th of February, on the actual date. Also, he was born under the Chinese astrological sign of the dragon, and 1976 was, coincidentally, the year of the dragon. Lewis would be turning 48. He may not have been familiar with the characteristics of the revered dragon in Chinese astrology. Inflated self-assurance, tyrannical with a stern demeanour, impressed by prestige and rank, devoted to work and lucky with money-making schemes, the dragon was renowned for leaving a trail of wealth. By winter, Lewis had already had a frank and lengthy discussion with Queensland Premier Joe Bjelke-Petersen on the airstrip at Cunnamulla, following a country cabinet meeting of the ruling National Party, and he would soon be making a flurry of political contacts. He also wasted not a single opportunity, like his friend Anthony Tony Murphy up in Longreach, to disparage the administration of Police Commissioner Raymond Ray Wells Whitrod. The day after Bjelke-Petersen flew back to the big smoke of Brisbane, Lewis returned to his desk in downtown Charleville, in the wooden police station beside the stone bank in the main street. It was a timely visit by the Premier. Lewis had had enough of being stuck in Western Queensland and had actually applied for a vacancy in the Commonwealth Police. The dragon could be stubborn and impetuous at times, and did not like taking orders. They could express flexibility and be amenable to life around them, but only to a point. "It crossed my mind to leave. That's when I applied for a job in the Commonwealth Police," Lewis recalls. "I made an application. I think there were two vacancies, one for an assistant commissioner somewhere, and a superintendent. They flew me to Sydney." Lewis was picked up at the airport by New South Wales police officer Dick Lendrum, who had married Yvonne Wire, one of Lewis's favourites from his days in the Juvenile Aid Bureau, JAB, in Brisbane in the 1960s. After his interview, he would later find out that he didn't get the job, Lendrum arranged for Lewis to meet the New South Wales Police Commissioner Fred Slippery Hansen, a Foundation member of the legendary 21 Division unit, formed to smash post-war hoodlum gangs. Hansen had become Commissioner in 1960.